Seeing the Sun in the Night. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A fanciful landlord once became very anxious to see the sun in a new moon night sky. The flattering sycophants of the landlord said, "When you, our Lord, desires, it must be fulfilled. We should set up in this world such an exemplary deed so that everyone will glorify you and follow the same example." Flattering thus, one of the sycophants brought in a huge lantern and held it up towards the sky, saying, "Look here, my lord, can you see the sun?" Two other sycophants then pleaded, "The sun cannot be seen in such a little amount of light from one lantern. Let us arrange for 10 crores of candle power lighting." So even that was arranged to fulfill the desires of landlord. Some of the scientific-minded friends of the landlord made an attempt to show the sun to the landlord with the help of powerful electric lighting arrangement. "We will help you to see the sun with the help of powerful electric lightning arrangement." All such efforts made by the scientists concerned were simply in vain. Then a considerate person explained to the landlord, "You could never see the sun in the night even if all the electric lightning arrangements in the world were assembled together. It would be simply a wastage of power, money and time. So, he must wait till sunrise to see the sun. Only with the help of sunshine can one see the sun. The sun can never be seen with the help of any other artificial light." Purport. Similarly, every attempt of the materialistic scientists, archaeologists and other people under illusion to see and realize the eternal form of the transcendental Supreme Lord, full of bliss and knowledge, with the help of so-called mundane knowledge acquired through material senses and speculative reasoning, is only self-deceiving. As the sun can never be seen in the night, even with the help of hundreds of artificial lighting arrangements, similarly, the constitutional form of the Lord Sri Hari and the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas is never visible through hundreds of attempts with the help of so-called mundane knowledge acquired by the material senses of the living entities. As the sun is visible only in the sunlight, realization of the truly constitutional forms of Lord Sri Hari, Guru or the Vaishnava will only be possible under their mercy. The spiritual master cannot be accessed through a slighted understanding. Any living being conditioned under illusionary mentality cannot make a proper assessment of Lord Krishna, the supreme controller of illusion, and of the real Vaishnava, who is conversant with Krishna consciousness.